and welcome to another edition of Talking Money. This is Certified Financial Planner Mike Miller, your host for today. We are doing a special event today. If you've not heard it advertised this week, we are doing a special Shred Day. Above that, it's free. So we're out here with at our offices. I'm in the front porte cachet, broadcasting live here while we watch people come and drop off their junk that gets to be shredded today. You've got all that stuff that you've got in the garage or the attic or, you know, in the office, and the drawers are full, and you know you should be getting rid of some of that stuff, but you just don't. So now's the time to do it because it's free of charge. So 9 Halton Green, put in your GPS, 9 Halton Green Way is the address you can use. And there, we're actually right behind Home Trust Bank, one of the sponsors for today. So on Woodruff Road, if you find Home Trust Bank, we're right behind it. So you can turn on Rocky Slope, and then the next street to your left will be Halton Green Way. You'll turn right between Home Trust Bank and Rogers Stereo. And there's the WGTK truck is out there, so identify the street that we're on and just turn in. The shred truck is at the end of the cul-de-sac and right where the office is. And we've got our sponsors who have tents set up, and they would love to speak with you and share with you food from Chick-fil-A. So Chick-fil-A is here with a tent, and we've got some goodies from them. They're help sponsor today. Stephen Stokes is here. He's our next door neighbor. He's a CPA, also has a payroll service that he's worked with for some time, and he'd like to share some of that information with you as well. And then Home Trust Bank has, they're giving away water, which is a good thing to give away on a day like today when it's going to get a little warm. Right now we feel pretty good, but we've already had I'm watching Steve, who came from Shelby, North Carolina, and dropped off his couple of boxes of stuff. So we got people come from North Carolina. We'd like for you to come too and take advantage of this free shredding day because it's important. We're going to talk today about identity theft, about some of the things that you need to be worried about. And of course, that goes right along with shredding those documents so that somebody can't steal your information and use it against you to get a loan in your name or something else that you really don't want them to do. So, and also I wanted to mention, because the Chick-fil-A on Lawrence Road is also sponsoring today, they have their cops on the coop today. So they're there. They've been there since 7 o'clock this morning. So the cops are down there. Then they are trying to raise funds for Special Olympics. So they're raising funds and awareness for Special Olympics. If you've never been to a Special Olympics event, you need to keep track of that and go to one. Because you watch these kids and some not so young kids, but they've all got handicaps of some kind. And you watch them as they perform these different activities, track meet type activities, but they essentially all win. But to see them cross the finish line and the joy in their face is just something to behold that you really can't describe on the radio in words. You've got to really see it. So 100% of the funds are used to pay for travel expenses, housing, meals, and other needs for those competitions. So stop on down also. If you have to come by here, or after you stop by there, come by here and go to the Chick-fil-A that's on Lawrence Road and drop off something. They're selling T-shirts, Cops in the Coop, and Torch Run T-shirts for $20. And, of course, they'll take other donations as well. Okay, so we want to get right to one of our sponsors and talk a little bit about ID theft and some of the things that relate to the bank. So I'm going to welcome Joe Thompson to the branch manager of Home Trust Bank, our next door neighbor. Welcome, Joe, to Talking Money.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here this morning.
I know you're battling a little bit of allergies, so we'll work through that. It's okay. You sound fine today. So tell us a little about Home Trust Bank, because it's not as well known as some of the bigger banks, of course. So how'd you guys get started? Where are you from? All that kind of stuff.
Home Trust Bank was actually founded in 1926 in Clyde, North Carolina.
Wow, you hold your age well. It's 1926.
Thank you. Gentlemen sat around a pot-bellied stove and decided it was time to do something for their community and opened the bank there.
Okay. Then you finally moved to Greenville, and they decided we want to expand that same service here.
The footprint is in upstate South Carolina, North Carolina, East Tennessee, and Southwest Virginia.
So even though we only see, there's only one branch in the upstate,
there are
two branches
in the upstate.
Okay.
One at 499 Woodruff Road and the other at 8599 Pelham Road, which is right there at 14.
Okay, so you're the Woodruff Road one, of course. And,
yes.
And there's another one, Pelham Road. Okay, so sometimes when we just see one branch or two branches, we think that's all there is, but there's really a little more to the bank. So what?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit more about Home Trust Bank. What makes you guys maybe a little different than some other banks?
Well, we're people who live in your neighborhoods and people who care about the community. And thus, we do events like this all over our footprint. We're a regional community bank dedicated to maintaining the core values that we hold dear to our hearts in taking care of customers. For me, that's what banking is about, and that's helping and taking care of the people that bank with us. We're committed to being a long-term bank in the region and spreading our footprint. We hope to at some point have more branches here in the upstate.
Well, many people don't think of different service businesses as a relationship business, but obviously bank is probably as much a relationship business as any. I mean, people can go to any bank, and there's a lot of different banks. That's kind of a commodity. So it's the people inside the bank that make it different.
And it's the relationships you build with those people mm-hmm. that make banking feel good.
Yeah, okay, that's great. Okay, so we encourage you to come by and meet Joe and meet some of the other people from the bank that are here. We've got some other cars coming by to drop by. They're shredding, but that's the big deal today, is a free event to come bring some shredding and drop that off, so we encourage you to do that. We'll be here till 1:30, so you got plenty of time, but don't do like sometimes you guys do on the radio. You wait till it's 5 till 11 and I'm about ready to go off and you start calling and asking questions. Let's not wait till 1:15 and everybody come at the same time. So let's come on. We've got good food here from Chick-fil-A and some other goodies that Home Trust Stephen Stokes, CPA, and PaySmart Payroll Services have brought. So we encourage you to come mingle with everybody and love to have you join us for what amount of time you can spend. All right, so Joe, identity theft's not a problem at the bank at all. I mean, they don't worry about security or, you know.
It's a big deal for every bank.
That's where the money is.
Well, not for us.
Yeah. Well, the brokerages, I mean, there's a lot of places that have money, but certainly you want to protect your identity when it comes to anything, but especially with your bank. So what are some things you see, maybe mistakes you've seen or, and some other, we'll talk about some other things you have as ways to avoid getting subject to identity theft.
Well, as many of us know, South Carolina Department of Revenue had a breach several years back.
Right.
And as a bank, we took very proactive steps at that time in order to protect our customers, those who'd had their information breached. We addressed those things immediately. Mm-hmm. We went to the workshops that we needed to find, where we could find things out about what was going on statewide. And offered them a proactive plan to take care of their money. A few folks tend to become complacent
sure.
when something like that happens, and we found that several years later is when these professional thieves tend to use the information that they've stolen. So it pays you to be careful and diligent for a long time.
Well, I think when you talk about we get complacent, I think probably being Southern. I'm not a native born Southerner, but I guess I'm a Southerner at heart. My wife is native born Greenvillian. There's getting more and more of those because all my kids are. But we tend to trust people. We can't imagine somebody doing that, where they would steal our information or steal anything else for that matter. So we tend to trust people, and that lets our guard down. And sometimes we're not as careful as we should be.
Well, and I think that's why it's important to bank with a community bank where the people tend to know you better than when you're with one of the national large banks where there might be more turnover in their staffs. But we like to get to know our customers. Very often when they call in, we know who they are before they say their name because we've gotten to know them.
You just recognize their voice.
That's exactly right. We had someone call in yesterday.
Okay.
Who had just moved from Tennessee to South Carolina, and she wanted to check her balance. She'd not been into the bank before. We had not met her. So we had certain procedures in place in order
absolutely.
To identify that customer
absolutely.
Before giving any information out. And she was unwilling and actually upset that we were asking her who she was when she really didn't even know where the branch was and who we were. So it's all to protect the customer.
Yeah.
Anytime you walk into a place of business and they want to see your driver's license, don't be offended. Be glad that they're doing it.
Absolutely. It's for your benefit. And most people are, I think. It just every now and then people can get aggravated, but especially somebody moving in from out of town. But I've had the same situation where I think I was calling Schwab. the custodian we use for something different, and they kept grilling me, even as an investment advisor, they were grilling me to make sure I was who I was, and they apologized. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I said, don't you dare apologize. So that's exactly what I want you to do, because if it's not me, I want you to find out it's not me so that you don't do this transaction.
Right. I know we've all gone into a department store where people ask for our ID, and I'm always thankful. They apologize over and over again, but it makes a difference to me when they turn over my card and actually look at the signature and see that it matches what I'm signing.
Yeah, okay.
Those are little steps.
Sure. I'm going to hang on through the break because I want to ask you just a few more questions about bank statements and things like that should be shredded. But I want to open the phone lines, 877-235-9405, 877-235-9405. Can't really take the text today because I can't see text. But if you'll call, Angela, let me know you're on the phone, because I'd like to know if you've been subject to identity theft and what happened, how that occurred, so that you can help the rest of us keep from having that happening to us. Or if you have some other comment about identity theft and so forth, we'd love to hear from you as well. We're out here on 9 Halton Greenway. We're taking your shredding for free today till 1:30. We'll be broadcasting live till 11 o'clock. And then Dan Hamilton won't be live, but then Deb Sofield's coming live at 12 to do Weekend Pulse for sitting in for Joey Hudson. And so we'll be here till 1:30 to accept your freely accept your donations of shredding, and you can pick up some food and do some other things while you're here. We look forward to that. 877-235-9405 is the number. We'll be back after this short break. Plan First is excited to sponsor Talking Money, now in its 11th year of broadcasting. I believe Plan First is unique in the financial services profession for a couple of reasons. The level of education and experience of the Plan First team makes us specially qualified to provide the level of financial planning I think so many people need. Our goal is to utilize every technique and planning tool that's available to help you pay as little in taxes as possible. I'm sure you like that. Develop an estate plan that not only minimizes estate and gift taxes, but more importantly, I think it maximizes the effective transfer of the estate to the next generation, or maybe you prefer having some of it go to a ministry. We want to help create and implement a retirement income strategy. We also want to construct a portfolio that's going to satisfy your income needs, but we want to do it within that risk level with which you are comfortable. Now, to help avoid the obvious conflicts of interest that so many brokers and other, quote, financial advisors, unquote, who represent their company, not you, Plan First operates as a true fee-only, and we don't want to be confused with a fee-based firm. We have no commissions, no kickbacks, or no fee splits. We never receive any of that. Our only compensation is very transparent, and based on what I've seen, very competitive. It's a fee that's deducted right from your account each quarter. As a true fiduciary, Plan First works for you. If you'd like to know more, or if you think this is something worth checking out, please call Plan First at 1-800-588-7526 to speak with me, Mike Miller, or one of our advisors. Of course, you can always simply check us out at planfirst.com. Now back to Talking Money. We're coming up at about 21 after the hour of 10 o'clock. We're out here at 9 Halton Greenway. Free shredding event today. So if you've got some shredding in your attic, garage, back of your car, in your office, now's the time to get rid of it. So we're at 1:30 to accept your shredding. We've got a shredding truck right out in front of where I'm speaking right now. I'm under the porticoche in the shade, fortunately. And we have some folks here just joining us in our listening audience. We could use some more. We got plenty more chairs and got plenty more room in that shredding truck. So you need to come out and take advantage of that, because it's something that you just need to get done, get it over with, and then you can move on with your life and start creating more stuff that needs to be shredded sometime later. So our sponsors today, we've got several. Of course, Talking Money sponsors this, Plan First, and Conservative Talk. I still get caught in that Conservative Talk 94.5, The Answer. So we changed that probably a year ago. Stokes & Company, CPAs, and PaySmart Payroll Services. Chick-fil-A provided us some good food out here, so you're welcome to drop that off and then drop the shredding off and come enjoy some food and mingle with some of the folks. And then Home Trust Bank. And I'm talking with Joe Thompson right before the break. We talked with Joe about the differences in Home Trust Bank. And now we want to talk a little bit about just how the shredding your documents. So, Joe, does anybody actually get paper statements still anymore?
We do send out paper statements. We advise customers to sign up for electronic statements with their bank because it just makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
The less people that touch your information, the less chance there is of it being stolen.
But you got to be careful with even that because with electronic nowadays, and we've got some shows that we've done on this back in October 15th. Michelle Thetford is the vice president at Schwab that is in charge of their cybercrime and identity theft. She was on the show with me. We did a whole show on cybercrime, so you want to pay attention to that. If you've not seen that, you can go to the October 15th date on Talking Money. So you go to planfirst.com, go to the Talking Money section, and then go chronologically to that date, or we have it under Protect Yourself as a topic, and you can hear that as well to go in more detail. But so what are some things you recommend for people to do with shredding? How long should they keep those kind of documents?
Depends on the documents that you have. You know, we all know that you have to keep your tax documents for certainly at the time.
Yeah, and Stephen's going to talk about that in a little bit. So
it's important to keep paperwork, bank statements for a certain length of time as well, because if you have to replace those at any point in time, most banks are going to charge you to replace those. The time it takes to pull the statements.
But don't you guys, even if somebody gets paper statements, aren't their statements still electronically? They can sign up for that. If they didn't keep it for 5 years ago, or how long?
Right. If they use online banking, yes.
Right.
They can pull some of those statements from the system.
All right. So if they're not signed up for online banking and just get paper and then can't find the paper, can they then sign up for online banking and get them? Or is that a reason to go ahead and sign up for online banking now?
Well, it depends on the type of accounts that you have. That's not an easy yes or no answer.
All right. Okay.
But it's important, I think, electronic statements with the right safety features on your computer.
Okay.
The different products that are out there that
firewalls
that save your information
protection
on your home computer,
right,
are just as necessary. But they're the increasing number of people who are having things stolen out of their mailbox. Which includes putting your bills in the mailbox and having the post person pick it up.
Okay.
So that we've seen that crime increase in Greenville in the banking world over the last, I'd say, 4 to 5 years.
So it's better not to go ahead and take it to the post office or hand it to the postman or post lady.
Or drop it in a box.
Right. Don't
close
put it there.
By.
Okay.
If it's innocuous mail, if you will, something that doesn't contain a check.
Oh, right.
Or your account numbers, then it's probably fine to put in your mailbox and have the post person pick up. But I think if it's connected in any way to an account that you have, not just your checking account, but a credit card, et cetera, that's a good idea to drop at the post office.
Okay. So how long would you recommend somebody keeping the bank statements, just the regular hard copy bank statements?
I keep 3 years. That's just my own personal habit.
Similar to tax returns, I'd say that's
right.
The statute of limitations of 3 years.
Right.
Keep it 3 years. That gives you some backup data for your tax return
exactly
as well.
That's exactly right.
All right. What are the kind of things would you recommend for listeners or that you recommend to bank customers about
ID theft?
ID theft.
I think being careful if you use a debit card is incredibly important. Don't use your debit card to purchase things online. The law is written differently so that your protections are different in using a debit card and a credit card.
Okay,
so always use a credit card if you're ordering something online, unless you're ordering from somebody that you know. Don't use your debit card say at a restaurant where the server takes your debit card,
mm-hmm,
brings it to the back of the restaurant, brings it back to you. Unless you see them swipe it at the register, give them a credit card or pay cash. It's just safer.
Okay, so even at a restaurant, use credit card instead of debit cards. Okay.
It's very hard to trace back where someone has experienced the theft of a debit card number.
Right.
But when you look sometimes at their statement, there are places that seem to let the information go a little more easily than others.
Yeah, we've seen that happen even with credit cards, but fortunately with a credit card, Capital One that we use, it's annoying at times, but they'll all of a sudden just cancel or suspend, freeze your credit card, and you don't know why, but there's something going on behind the scenes that they saw that they wanted to make sure that they protected you from from any further charges that, of course, protecting themselves because they, they're on the hook if it's
right. And most banks and credit card companies do have those fraud protections in place where they monitor things that come through your account that might seem unusual. And if you get a call from the fraud department and you're not sure it's from the fraud department, always ask them for a number to call them back or call your own branch where you're familiar with the folks
right.
to verify that it feels okay to give them any information over the phone.
Very good. Any other words of wisdom for the listeners before you get to go back to your tent? And
well, I think it's just really important that you not just throw papers away, that you do take advantage of events like this, shred your documents, and then shred them again.
Okay. Well, that can be kind of hard. Once you give them to the truck, I think you're pretty well safe that it's shredded. It's not going anywhere.
Well, so many people have them at home, though.
Oh, yeah. They shred those little documents, those little 3 pages or 5 pages at a time.
And exactly.
That's annoying anyway. You don't want to do that. So come out here today and drop the big box off all at once, and you won't have to do it 5 pages at a time. So that's good.
Exactly.
Thanks for sponsoring, and thanks for your time, Joe.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we've got another minute or so till we have the bottom of the hour break. So just a reminder that we want you to take advantage of this free shredding event. This free shredding event. We'll get the words out right here pretty soon. Where the address to put into your GPS would be 9 Halton Greenway. If you go down Woodruff Road and turn between Home Trust Bank, one of our sponsors for today, as well as Roger Stereo, turn right between the two, and then the next left will be Halton Greenway. Turn down there. It's a cul-de-sac. You really cannot miss it. You've heard that before where they say you can't miss it, but you do miss it. You can't miss this one. The street dead ends. So the shredding truck's at the end of the cul-de-sac. So feel free to come and just drop it off and leave if you want to, but we'd love for you to come to drop it off and then to come back and enjoy some food from Chick-fil-A and visit with Stephen Stokes and Home Trust Bank to get some of the goodies they have for you, some free goodies, free food, free shredding. Well, what a better day than that. This is a way to go. So 877-235-9405 is the phone number. If you've got something that has happened to you from identity theft that you'd say, wow, I'd really like to share that with the listeners so we can make sure we don't have that same issue, we'd love to hear from you. So we'll be back with more of Talking Money after this break. If you have listened to Talking Money for any length of time, you realize that I'm trying to educate, not sell, any products. Unfortunately, so many financial shows are just that, shows. They're trying their best to discourage and even scare listeners in hopes that you'll make an appointment to visit with them, and that's when the real selling begins. Plan First sponsors this program with the primary purpose of giving you some real, actionable ideas that we think will help you maximize your financial opportunities, but with no hidden agenda, because we're not trying to sell anything. Of course, we always welcome the opportunity to visit with you if you think that the services we perform for our clients would benefit you. Our process is pretty straightforward. You simply call the Plan First offices. Our number is 800-588-7526. And tell Andrea or Tracy that you would like to speak with me, Mike Miller, or one of our other advisors. Now, you can see all of our advisory team on the Plan First website, which is at planfirst.com. Another easy way of starting the conversation is to simply send an email to info@planfirst.com. Our first goal is to find out enough information about your current situation and your objectives to determine if it makes sense for us to even meet. If so, we'll set up a convenient time for you to meet with me and several other advisors that I think would work best with you. That's based on our conversation that we had on the phone. At the initial meeting, we want to learn as much as we can about your expectations. The next step, assuming we both feel comfortable moving forward, is to send you a link to a risk profile questionnaire. Now, if you complete that questionnaire, we'll assume you're comfortable coming back for at least the next meeting. When we meet the second time, we'll answer any questions that you thought of since our first meeting, because oftentimes we think of questions we should have asked after we leave a meeting, and then we'll review the risk assessment together. Now, at this point, we'll let you know if we think we are a good fit and we think we can meet your expectations. And this is where people think the hard sell begins. But don't worry, if you're not ready to make that decision, we will literally leave you alone until you get back to us. That doesn't mean that we don't want you as a client. We want the decision to be well thought and deliberate. We think this is one of the reasons that the vast majority of clients that come to Plan First stay at Plan First.
And the phone number for Plan First, once again, is 1-800-588-7526. Or email us at info@planfirst.com. And welking back to Talking Money. This is Certified Financial Planner Mike Miller, your host each and every Saturday at 10 o'clock between 10 and 11. We're here live today at 9 Halton Greenway at the Plan First offices. We're sitting under the portico here just enjoying the nice shady weather. But we've got folks coming in at a steady stream to drop off their shredding. So we have a free shredding event today. If you have not heard about that, come on down to 9 Halton Greenway, turn between the Home Trust Bank and Rogers Stereo from Woodruff Road if you're coming from that side. Jervy Eye Group is on the other side if you're coming from Halton Road. And then the next street in is Halton Greenway. So it's a dead-end street, cul-de-sac, so you can come in and drop your shredding off for free. And then just come on in the parking lot and enjoy some food from Chick-fil-A, one of our sponsors, Chick-fil-A on Haywood Road. And then Home Trust Bank is our neighbor behind us. And then Stephen Stokes, CPA, as well as his PaySmart Payroll Services, is another sponsor. We're going to welcome Stephen Stokes to the microphone right now. Welcome, Stephen. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, we're glad to have you, a neighbor, a little closer today with being in the parking lot. But we've known Stephen for quite some time. He liked us so well, he decided to move in next door.
That's right. We were looking for a new office and couldn't find a better place to go than right next to Plan First.
There we go. So we're glad to have you as a neighbor. So, Stephen, tell us a little about the CPA services you have, and of course also the payroll services. We want to share with that with the folks that are listening.
Sure, absolutely. Stokes and Company is actually a CPA firm that was started in 1999. I became the managing partner in 2009. The primary focus of our firm is we specialize in small businesses by offering a proactive and affordable solution for business accounting and tax strategy. We also have extensive experience working with individuals in tax preparation and tax planning.
You got a little bit of a team there. How many CPAs you have over there?
We have a couple of CPAs and a couple of others that are working on it, and also an enrolled agent who is similar to a CPA license with the IRS.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been in public accounting since 2002.
So about 15 years. Yes. Okay. So you should have a little bit of experience to help a few folks out by that length of time. So what about your payroll services? That's something some CPA firms offer, some don't, but you've got a payroll service for small business, mainly small businesses?
Yes, mainly small businesses. We're really excited about our payroll services. We've actually been offering it for a few years, but we kind of kept it a secret for a while. We have recently added a new website and some new technology and services, so we're really excited about letting other small businesses know about that.
Okay. So what? Go ahead and give you out your phone number, so if people want to contact you next week to find out more about that, they know who to call.
Sure. We're at 864-242-1418.
Say it again. People need more than that to remember it.
864-242-1418.
Okay, and you can always look up Stokes and Company in online, and you'll be sure to be able to get the phone number there as well.
Sure.
Okay, Stephen. So as a CPA, there are certain things going on with ID theft. I know with the IRS, and all of us are getting these, especially if we do the electronic filing, that they give you this PIN number and all this stuff. So they're being a lot more careful on identity theft, because I know a family member, my mother-in-law, who several years ago, she hadn't filed tax returns for several years because she didn't need to. Then all of a sudden found out they were trying to garnish some of the payments she got because there was a refund that was given that shouldn't have been, and it really took some effort to get that figured out. But so tell us what are some things going on with ID theft, or some things we need to worry about with, like, even how long we should keep our tax returns. A lot of people are interested in that.
Sure. Well, ID theft has become one of the biggest problems with filing tax returns recently. And actually, in 2016, the number of cases of ID theft was reached a tremendous amount, the highest ever yet, and still growing.
Really?
So it's become a big problem with tax fraud and identity theft.
People are just finding your Social Security number or something and going and filing a tax return?
Yes, people are assuming people's identities once they've gotten their Social Security number and other confidential information, and are able to file a false tax return in some cases, and in some cases even get a false refund.
Wow. It's just amazing what people do. So how long should somebody keep their tax returns, a hard copy of the tax returns? Or I guess a lot of people keep, like I keep an electronic copy of a lot of them, so I've got firewalls to protect that. But if you got hard copies, I remember, I still have, I'll confess, I have the first couple of pages of my tax returns going back as far as I've ever filed them, okay? And I don't keep all the supporting documents, but I keep it just for kind of a reminder of how things used to be.
That's right.
It's a, so it's, that maybe that's dangerous. I don't know.
No, it's a good reminder. It is a good idea to keep a permanent record of your actual tax return like you're doing, Mike, the first couple of pages. This could be needed to prove you did not commit fraud or you honestly filed your tax return. Now, a lot of the supporting schedules you don't need to keep.
Okay.
And we have a record retention guide. We'd be glad to send anyone, if feel free to call our office. But it kind of goes into how long to keep certain particular records. There are things you want to keep permanently, but there are a lot of things you do not want to keep around and you do want to shred because of the potential for those documents being stolen.
Well, how far, I mean, I know the statute of limitations is 3 years for them going back to do typical audits unless they suspect fraud. Is that still the way they do it?
That's correct. With the IRS and the state of South Carolina and most states, they have 3 years to assess additional taxes. So as long as you filed your tax return honestly, you really don't have much concern after that.
Well, it can't be just you that thinks you did it honestly. They have to think you did it honestly too. And maybe they didn't think you did it honestly and that's why they're going to come get you. But really I usually use a rule of thumb 5 years just to kind of be safe and say keep your return and all the supporting documents going back five just to be on the safe side. The odds of something happening past that are pretty low, aren't they?
They are. They're pretty slim after that. They usually try to get it in with that 3 years so they can make sure that if they have a chance to collect any extra money.
Yeah, and they don't have to worry about trying to convict you of fraud at the same time.
That's right.
That's even harder. The longer it goes, the harder that would be to do that.
Yes, that's right.
Except it seems like the IRS just has ways, you know? They just have ways of doing things.
They do try to find a way, and sometimes we have to get in front of them on behalf of our clients to make sure they do the things right.
Yeah. Okay, so 3 years and maybe keep the first page or two either electronically or hard copy going back as long. So I'm glad to hear I'm not wasting keeping all those individual tax returns. They didn't keep it for fraud because if they wanted to go back and audit me for some of those years, they could take everything that was there and they wouldn't get very much from the income that made back early in the career when you're starting a new business. So you got this record retention guidelines page, and this is something you would email to people if they wanted it?
Yeah, we'd be glad to email that to anyone that would like a copy of that for free.
Okay, so what are some of the key things on there though that we want to make sure that some you say that you need to keep permanently? What are some things, just a couple of things maybe that are more important to keep always?
Yeah, one of the biggest things to keep permanently is real estate records, whether that be for real estate you currently hold mm-hmm. or for real estate you've sold. You need those for several reasons. One, to prove you own the property, you have the deed to the property, but then also if you sell the property, to prove what your cost is. You'll need that for your tax return, as well as any records or receipts of any improvements you made to the property. So you want to keep all of that permanently and definitely at least 3 years after you sell the property.
Now, most people, I think it's because it's known that I don't have to worry about any kind of basis in my personal residence unless the gain as a joint married filing jointly taxpayer until it gets above $500,000. The gain has to be $500,000, not just the price of the house, $500,000. The gain has to be $500,000. So we don't worry about doing that, but there are times when it still may be beneficial to know what that basis is.
Yes, it could be very beneficial. We just had a client receive a tax notice this week from the sale of his residence, and he didn't have any taxes. He didn't have more than a $500,000 gain, but the IRS still sent a notice requesting information regarding the sale and the cost basis of the property.
Hmm. Wow. So certainly you helped him get out of that one.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I figured you did. All right, we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back with Stephen Stokes with just a few other pieces of information about identity theft and tax returns and things like that. But, of course, we want you to join us by phone, 877-235-9405. And more importantly, we want you to join us in person. So come here to enjoy the food and the fellowship and the free shredding day. So we've had a pretty steady stream of cars coming through to drop off their shredding. Some have left. Some have stayed and enjoying the live Talking Money. We have an audience, just a great looking audience here that's watching Talking Money now. You guys can cheer if you like. No. But we want you to come join that. We're only here for another 12, 13 minutes. So we want you to join us. We'll be hanging around for longer than that. We'll be here till 1:30. So the shredding's here for that long. So feel free to come and enjoy the time together. So we'll be back with more of Talking Money after this break.
Being appointed as a trustee, that's a huge responsibility. And maybe you're going to be named as a trustee in the future, but you need to know the responsibility that comes with that. Some of the more common types of trusts are family trusts. Sometimes we call those bypass trusts. Q-tip trust is another that's typically used. That provides a surviving spouse with a regular income while they are living, but it makes sure that your heirs get the money, not the children of the new spouse if they get remarried. And we also manage a number of charitable remainder trusts. Now, this is a great way to get a current tax deduction. Provides you and your spouse with a potentially higher monthly income from the exact same assets because of some tax savings there. But that's while you're both alive. And then when you're both gone, the money goes to your favorite church, ministry, or charity. Now, as the trustee, you have a huge fiduciary duty to be sure those trust assets are invested appropriately. Plus, you are the one that has to be sure that all the tax reporting that's very unique to trust is filed on time. Most people think that you need to use one of those big bank trust departments to handle the trust, but I think there's a good alternative that you should at least consider. Plan First currently helps clients with many different types of trusts. Now, Plan First typically acts as the trust advisor. That essentially means that we help you not only manage the assets according to the trust document, we're also going to help you actually operate the trust, which is even better when you realize that we don't charge any extra fee for that work. Now, if you need a corporate trustee, Plan First has a relationship with several local and national trust companies. I think this gives our clients access to some of the best, real, high-quality trust accounting and trustee services. And from what I've seen in the marketplace, that's a very competitive cost, too. Now, if you want to discuss this further with me, give me a call, 233-7405, or 1-800-588-7526. Or you can always send me an email at info@planfirst.com. Now back to more Talking Money.
And welcome back to Talking Money. We're here for a live show, the rest of the show, about 10 minutes left. But we'll be here till 1:30 to just mingle and greet you as you come to bring your shredding to be shred for free. The shred truck is out there. He's not busy right now. So we've had a steady group of cars coming through to drop off their shredding. Some people staying, some people heading on out. That either one's fine. We just want you to make sure you have this opportunity to shred documents so that you're less likely to be a subject to identity theft and things like that. So we're really pleased to have everybody sponsoring. Of course, Talking Money sponsoring. Chick-fil-A's got some food out here. So there's still a lot of it out here. So we need you to come to help eat all that food. Home Trust Bank. Joe Thompson was on the show a little earlier. And then Stephen Stokes with Stokes & Company and his PaySmart Payroll Services, a CPA firm that's our next-door neighbor, and Home Trust Bank is our backyard neighbor. But we want to make sure you know what kinds of things you should be doing and not doing as it relates to your documents and so forth. So we talked a little bit about the tax returns and things before the last break, Stephen. So what are some other – you were sharing with me an example during the break about something else that happened. So share that with us.
Okay. Well, since it is a problem sometimes to keep records for a long time, not just because of identity theft, but because of the size of amount of space it takes to store a bunch of paper,
right?
And you may have a safe at home, but that would probably fill up pretty quickly. So what we do now is we store a lot of things electronically, and that allows us to store a lot more information for a lot longer period of time and to be able to still shred the paper. And this came in very useful a couple of weeks ago. Well, actually, during tax season, with some stocks that someone received some proceeds from a merger of a couple of utility companies. And they were looking at a large taxable gain. But since we had a lot of records stored electronically, we were able to go back and prove more cost basis for this client to reduce their taxable income.
Yeah, and another place that we didn't mention, you talked about principal residence. That's another area that you need to keep returns from and keep receipts for improvements that you made and so forth. And a lot of people, more than you realize, have made non-deductible IRA contributions. And if you want to make sure that you get those contributions back tax-free because you've already paid taxes on the contributions part, you need to keep those tax returns as well.
That's right. So there are other reasons to keep tax returns longer than 3 years, even though the IRS only has 3 years to assess additional taxes. It may be to your benefit to have records longer than that. So that's where we've gone to storing things electronically. Now, it's important, even storing things electronically, that you could be a victim to identity theft, so you still need to protect that information, whether that be in a safe or to make sure that's password protected and still secure.
Yeah, a lot of things that go on. So any other things that you've had some experience with, Stephen, that you want to share before we let you get back to your tent?
Just a reminder, just be careful to protect your information. These thieves are out there to steal your identity and take advantage of you. And once that happens, it just wreaks havoc on your lives to straighten that mess out, whether it be with the IRS or with other authorities, credit, things like that. So just protect your identities by shredding paper or password protecting electronic files.
I'm surprised we haven't had a listener text or call about some of these identity theft protection services. I talked to Michelle Thetford, and I mentioned the show we had with her back on October 15th last year, and she's the Senior Vice President in charge of cybersecurity at Schwab, the custodian that we use, and she was talking a lot about cybersecurity and things like that. So, you know, those kind of things you got to be so careful with, even who you talk to, who you know about. I mean, you might think something's coming from the mortgage company. It's really not coming from the mortgage company. Somebody intercepted your email.
Yes, that's right. These thieves are getting very sophisticated in how they try to steal the information. They will go to great lengths to try to steal the information.
Yeah, and they sometimes, and this will be interesting, if you didn't listen to this show back in October, and I've replayed it one time since then as a best of, but you need to listen to that one because it had some very good information about how these identity thefts and the network and that they go through and the trouble they go through to get little pieces of information from different sources, then put them together, and then they've got you, and then it's too late.
That's right. We've even had people call our office to see who is not there to try to get people to release information. So if you own a business or know someone who owns a business, they need to be aware that these people will call you to try to get information from your employees or from your staff also.
Yep. Okay, Stephen, give us your phone number one more time so somebody who has a question about your payroll services or about your CPA services or wants a copy of the record retention sheet.
Sure. We're at 864-242-1418. That's 242-1418.
All right. Thank you very much, Stephen. Thanks for joining us. Okay, we've got about 4 minutes left in the program today, so just a quick reminder. That was October 15th of 2016 that I interviewed Michelle Thetford, the cybercrime identity theft person at Schwab. That's a great one to go to listen again. You go to planfirst.com, click on the microphone on the home page. That takes you to the Talking Money section, and you can either chronologically, because now you know the date, October 15th, or you can go to the by topic, and it's there under, I think, Protect Yourself, and click on that, and it'll show you the several shows that are on Protect Yourself. There's another one I think would be very interesting for you to listen to. It's related to this. It was on your credit report, how to maintain a good credit report. And, of course, identity theft could really hurt that, is that Julianne Harris was my guest from South Carolina Department of, I can't remember the exact department. Anyway, she was here talking about the credit reports and how to make sure you keep a good credit and how to get it back when you if you lose it. So that was Julianne Harris. That was a March 18th. So we are out here live. Some more people dropping their shredding by. So put in your GPS 900. Halton Greenway. That's H-A-L-T-O-N. It's not Halton Road. We get that confusion a lot. People think it's Halton Road. It's Halton Greenway. It's not too far from Halton Road. But if you come on Halton Road, you'll want to turn on Rocky Slope, go next to Jervy Eye Group, and then the next street to your right will be Halton Greenway. If you're coming from Woodruff Road, turn between Home Trust Bank, which is one of our sponsors for the day, next to Roger Stereo. So turn between those two on Rocky Slope, and the very next street to your left will be Halton Greenway. It's a dead-end street, and the shredding truck is at the end, so you feel free to drive through like there's a couple cars out there right now. They're just going to drop their stuff off and maybe leave, or come on in and enjoy some of the free food from Chick-fil-A and get some free goodies from Home Trust Bank and also from Stephen Stokes and his payroll service. He's got some free stuff over there that he'll be they'll be glad to pass out to you. Also want to give you a quick reminder that the Chick-fil-A, and then the Chick-fil-A on Haywood Road is the one that's sponsoring this one. The Chick-fil-A on Lawrence Road is also hosting right now Cops on the Coop. So I guess that's the chicken coop. We'll assume that's what that is. And that's down Lawrence Road. So that was started today. It was actually yesterday and today from 7 o'clock this morning till 7 o'clock tonight. So the City of Greenville Police Department and the Greenville County Sheriff's Department, they're raising money for Special Olympics that's in South Carolina. They're selling Cops on the Coop and Torch Run t-shirts. Those are for $20. And also, of course, they'll be glad to take other donations if you want to give that to Special Olympics. But they're really trying to raise awareness and the funds for over 25,500 Special Olympics athletes. Can you believe that? I didn't really realize there were that many, over 25,000 Special Olympics athletes. So these are kids with special needs and so forth. And they have these Olympics, once a year. And I think they have some smaller ones, during the year, but it's great. A great thing to go to if you've never been to one. And 100% of those funds are used to pay for those travel expenses, housing, meals, other needs for those special athletes. So head on down to the Chick-fil-A on Lawrence Road after you come by the Plan First offices and drop off your free shredding, which will be here once again till 1:30. And then Deb Sophie will be with us in just a little bit at 12 o'clock to do weekend pause as well. So come join her and as well and join the audience. And we appreciate you listening. Hope to see you soon at 9 Halton Greenway for the free shredding event. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.